This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. The next time I'm feeling frustrated with myself, not living up to my expectations for my day or for my life, please read me the poem Grace by Morgan Harper Nichols. She writes, "You have never shamed the waves for not arriving on the ocean shore any sooner than they were meant to. And you have never looked above you to guilt the clouds for taking their time as they cross the noonday sky. You simply accept these clouds must travel at whatever pace they need to. Oh, what a difference it would make if you gave yourself the same grace." I don't give myself much grace, but God does. The Bible says to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This isn't some skimpy grace, but grace upon grace that comes from the fullness of God. God is the grace giver. All of God's creation moves to the rhythms of His grace, and I can too. I can offer myself each day up to the purposes of God rather than my own, praying that I'll be sensitive to God's Spirit who longs to quiet me if I would let Him. You and I, Hebrews 4:16 says, can approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. What a difference it would make if we gave ourselves the grace that God gives.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.